Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. Thalian Association Children's Theatre is presenting Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, and I have two guests in the studio to tell us all about it. Mike Thompson is directing the production, and Tom Briggs, who is the artistic director of Thalian Association, is the person that created this adaptation from the television special from so many years ago. So they're both here to tell us all about Cinderella. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us, Jamila.
Tom, let's start with you. Because you have a real history with this particular production, would you tell us how the stage version of Cinderella came about?
Well, I had written the stage version of Rodgers and Hammerstein's State Fair, the only movie musical they ever wrote. And following the Broadway engagement, there was a national tour. And the producer of that tour, a few years later, had the idea of doing a tour of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. And because we'd gotten on so well during State Fair, asked if I'd be interested in writing the adaptation. And of course, I had this long relationship, very good relationship with the Rodgers and Hammerstein families and the organization. And so I was delighted to jump on board.
And so when this first appeared, though, it was a television production,
right?
That's right,
in 1957 with Julie Andrews, who was very hot on Broadway in My Fair Lady at the time, had the largest viewing audience of any television show ever. 107 million people tuned in that night to watch Cinderella. And then it was remade in 1965 with Leslie Ann Warren, which is the version that my generation grew up watching.
That's what I saw.
That was shown annually. And then it was done a third time in the mid-90s with Brandy and Whitney Houston and Bernadette Peters and Jason Alexander and Victor Garber. So there were three television productions of it in all.
All right. Well, let's talk about the current production that Mike Thompson, you're directing for Thalian Association Children's Theater. Is this the classic Cinderella story that we know with the ugly stepsisters and the mean stepmother?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely. It's all the magic is there. All of the fairy tale is still there. The Leslie Ann Warren version was the first musical I ever saw.
Really?
So I pull a lot from that and the Whitney Houston and Brandy version as well. And so we get a lot of the two of them combined, I think, in this production.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about some of the design elements, your set, your costumes.
Charlotte Saffried is doing our costumes, and they're wonderful. The cast put them on for the first time last night as a whole, and it was just beautiful. I mean, we gave her a standing ovation when she came in, actually. And then the set is being designed by Lance Howell, and it is huge, to say the least, but it works wonderful because we have very minimal set changes. We can just go from one place to the next smoothly without closing the curtain and just letting the story tell itself.
So to go from where Cinderella lives with her family to the ball and that sort of thing. And I don't imagine you have a pumpkin coach that rolls on stage.
Oh, we do have a pumpkin coach. We have a quite a lot of magic in the transformation, actually. We've got her dress that transforms before the audience's eyes. And then we also have a pumpkin if all works well, we'll roll off the stage as a pumpkin and roll back on the stage as a carriage.
So. I love it. That's great. If you're just joining us, you're hearing from Mike Thompson, who's directing Thalian Association Children's Theater production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. Tom Briggs, the artistic director of Thalian Association, is here as well, giving moral support and a little background on the show. Let's talk about the music.
Oh, it's such a great score. I love the songs. And there are a couple songs that I interpolated into this production that weren't in the original. A beautiful song called The Sweetest Sounds from the musical No Strings that Rodgers wrote after Hammerstein's death, which is a beautiful song. And a song called There's Music in You that they wrote for a very peculiar movie called Main Street to Broadway years and years ago. So there are a few songs that aren't typically that weren't in the television versions of Cinderella, but it is a beautiful score. 10 minutes ago is a wonderful, wonderful waltz. Do I Love You Because You're Beautiful in My Own Little Corner. It's really just a wonderful, wonderful score in the Rodgers and Hammerstein tradition.
Wonderful. Now, who is the musical director?
Denise Hopper. is doing the music. Choreography is Julia Goey with Jason Acock choreographing the waltz.
So. Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about your performers, because I know this is young people. How many kids have you got on stage? What ages?
We have 39 total on stage. And they range, I think our youngest is 6 and our oldest is 18. So we've got a wide range. Quite a few of the leads, this is their first go at it, their first shot. One of the stepsisters, Kelly Baxley, actually, this is her stage debut anywhere. She's never done theater before. And then Cinderella and the Prince both are fresh to lead
My
roles
goodness.
As well.
So. Now, sometimes you have adults that are in the productions, but not in this one. This is all from Thalian Association Children's Theater. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Let's talk a little bit more about... what's been exciting about doing this, and what's been challenging about doing this?
The exciting part is, I think, to me, was watching the kids learn the waltz. I think it's something that has gone to the wayside, you know, ballroom dancing. And so, you know, the day that we did it, I looked at Michael Savas, my stage manager, and I said, you know, all kids should be This should be taught in high school. Every kid should learn how to do the waltz. So the children actually embracing that culture, and it's not, you know, something off of the radio. It's brand new to them, mm-hmm. and they just embrace it and loving it and learning it. They can take that anywhere, you know. The challenging part is, I think, the vision, everybody's vision, colliding together and coming together as one, and then the fact that Tom adapted this when Jason and I decided to do Cinderella and we were given the okay, I stopped and I go, okay, what did I just do? You know, Tom wrote this, so what did I just do?
The pressure.
That's the challenging thing for me, and I hope when he sees it that he will be pleased with
it. So is he even coming to rehearsals and going?
No, but the first day, here's a funny story. The first day, I read through, the fairy godmother said a word, and I said, let's just cut that word. And I look, and the kids start laughing, and I look over, and they're laughing because Tom is standing in the back of the room. So it's like, how do you?
What?
Yeah, how do you cut a word with a playwright?
This is like Shakespeare.
In the room.
The words are sacred. Now, the show is at the Community Arts Center, Hannah Block. Historic USO, and it runs for 2 weekends. Is that right?
Yes.
So you open this Friday?
This Friday at 7, Friday nights and Saturday nights at 7, and then Sundays at 3.
All right. And so it's for 2 weekends. You can find more information about this show by going to thalian.org, and you can call for tickets, which are $12.75 a piece. You can call 910-251-1788. Again, 251-1788. I find us with a couple of minutes left. What else shall we say about Cinderella?
Well, you know, when I started writing this adaptation, which I guess was in about 2001, I wasn't really interested in perpetuating this idea of this poor girl who's a victim and is just going to wait for someone to help her and wait for some man to come and change her life. She's much more empowered in this version of the story. In fact, it's not until she decides to take matters into her own hands that the fairy godmother agrees to help her. The fairy godmother doesn't just sweep in and say, oh, darling, I'll take care of everything. And when the prince finally does find her and the slipper fits, it's not a matter of let's get married. She's like, you know, we don't even know each other. So, you know, let's just take this a little more slowly. So it's not that, you know, old fairy tale thing of the girl as victim who's just going to wait around for the man to come and save her. She's much more empowered in this version.
It's interesting that you've done that with the script, Tom, because there are so many variants of the Cinderella story. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many thousand variations there are from storytellers all across
it
the planet.
It actually started in China, strangely enough, the Cinderella story.
Yeah, and in various versions of it that I've read, her character does change. She isn't always just the victim waiting for someone to come and rescue her. Sometimes she is much more assertive and much more active in creating her own life.
Yeah.
And there's some versions where there isn't even a fairy godmother. There's a magical tree in the garden that her mother was buried under it. And she goes and talks to her mother, stands at the tree.
Well, that is in my version, too.
Is it? Absolutely. Oh, interesting.
That's my favorite part of the show, is the correlation between her mother and the fairy godmother that Tom has put in.
I'm glad you brought that element in. That's one of my favorite variants on the tale.
Yeah, she's essentially the reincarnation of Cinderella's mother.
Beautiful. Oh, how fun.
Yeah, it's really, it's a lot of fun.
It sounds like a great show. I wish you, I shouldn't say good luck, I'll say break a leg with the show. It opens Friday night at 7, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 3, and then next weekend as well at the Community Arts Center, the Hannah Block Historic USO. Again, the tickets are available at 910-251-1788. Mike Thompson, Tom Briggs, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jamila.
You're absolutely welcome.